Wade Long. Freeze frame! The floater from 5, no tap up by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. And hit it in like that. He hit the shot.
Well, good evening. With first place in the OVC on the line, the Morehead State Eagles are in Macomb, Illinois, to take on the Western Illinois Leathernecks. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Moraz, along with Dean Harden, looking at the standings. MSU sits a half game ahead of the three teams tied for second place in the conference. That's Western, Little Rock, and UT Martin. With three games left in the regular season, the Eagles have their OVC title hopes on the line, and this is a huge game tonight at Western Hall in Macomb. Well, stay tuned. We're talking with MSU coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes right here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Welcome back. Morehead State on the road for OVC action at Western Illinois. I'm Chuck Moraz, joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, a big game tonight. 3 regular season games left to go. MSU leads Western Illinois, Little Rock, and UT Martin by just a half game.
Yeah, you know, big game as all of them are, but, you know, obviously, a big, you know, the magnitude of it becomes just a little bit more just with coming off the tough stretch that we've had here, losing 3 in a row. And you know, so the sense of urgency is certainly going to be there. But, you know, we've got to do a great job. We got to take care of business. I think any time you get a chance to play a team for the second time, presents a new challenge, but the challenge this time around for us is going back and looking at the version of ourselves that we were, you know, when we played these guys, you know, back on the 27th, you know, playing them almost a month ago and holding them to 50 points and just doing some unbelievable things defensively, holding them to, you know, under 30% from the field and out rebounding them. And those are things that we've been missing the past few games. And so just reminding the guys who we are, what it takes to get there, and then get back to doing that stuff is going to be really important.
You mentioned that, riding a three-game losing streak right now. What are the keys in your mind to getting things back on track?
Yeah, you know, it's just defensive accountability and urgency. You know, we just haven't just had that sense of urgency. We haven't been picking the ball up. We haven't been guarding it. We've been accepting, getting screened on and off ball. Our communication hasn't been great. And then we haven't been finishing possessions, you know, at the end of the day. And so, you know, we're really good when we're just tough, we're physical, and then, you know, we guard the ball and then we communicate at a high level to each other. And when we don't do those things, now all of a sudden every possession just has to involve all five people defensively, when it really truly shouldn't. And then just the sense of urgency, rebounding the ball, and then, you know, we're missing the offensive rebounding. That has not been good. Our attempts haven't been good. We've settled, you know, taken. Not that we're not a great three-point shooting team. We obviously are, but you look at that USI game the other day, we took way too many threes. We didn't get near enough paint touches, near enough free throws and layup attempts and things like that. And so we've got to get back to just playing physical, playing tough, imposing our will on both sides of the ball.
Well, the Eagles, this will be the fourth game in 8 days, and three of them, of course, have been on the road. Long trips. Had some injury issues kind of tossed in with all of that. How do you get your guys mentally and physically ready for the challenge of WIU tonight?
Yeah, you know, ignoring all that, right? You can draw attention to it. You can come up with excuses, but every time that you're doing that, you're just not focusing on what you can control and what makes us good and what's made us good. We've talked about it, Chuck, throughout the years, just our ability to move on, find a way. And, you know, I think we've allowed those excuses to be a little bit louder than our standards the past few weeks. And so we've just got to get back to that, ignoring all that outside noise, knowing that this is what we got left. This is what we got to do and get back to playing, you know, Morehead State basketball.
Western Illinois, we talked about it. You beat them once already this year. The Leathernecks are a team that really plays hard, rebounds well, defends well. What needs to go right for Morehead State tonight?
Well, we can't allow them to exceed our intensity, you know, and that's a tall task against a team that, you know, hangs their hat on the defense and on the rebounding. And so we've got to make sure that we're doing a great job applying personnel. We've got to do a really good job protecting the paint with this team, getting out to their two shooters and making life hard on them. We've got to be great in ball screen coverage. Ultimately, you have to finish possessions. You have to rebound the basketball. And then we've got to get back to, once we do that, getting out and running and playing in transition, because they are a good half-court defense team, and we don't want to give them the chance to set that at all times. And so then we got to be crisp offensively. We got to get it moving. You know, they do some very tricky things on the defensive end, so we got to be sharp with our execution and how we strategically attack them. And then we got to get back to having great floor balance and making sure that we're attacking that offensive glass as well.
And that's Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Meraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles and Mount Sterling have CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Welcome back. Morehead State on the road tonight, taking on Western Illinois at Western Hall up in Macomb. MSU coming in riding a three-game winning streak, or rather losing streak. I wish it was a winning streak. That losing streak has dropped Morehead State's lead atop the OVC to just a half game over WIU, Little Rock, and UT Martin. Western Illinois has won two straight. Saturday, they beat Tennessee State 68-61. The Leathernecks are 17-10. As we mentioned, tied for second place in the OVC with Little Rock and Martin at 10-4. At home this year, Chad Boudreaux's ball club is 7-4. Here's his lineup for this ball game: three guards and two forwards. The first guard is Quinlan Bennett, a transfer from Lamar at 6'4", a redshirt senior from Chicago, averaging 8 points and four rebounds a game. He leads the team with 23 steals. The next guard is Ryan Myers, their best three-point shooter, 6'1 junior from Brooklyn, New York, a transfer from Indian Hills Community College. He also spent 2 years at Iona, averaging 13 points, team best, by the way, and two rebounds a game. From outside the arc, he's shooting almost 44%. The third guard is J.J. Calicon, a Triton College transfer, 6'5 senior from Louisville. He went to Wagner High School there. He's averaging 8.5 points and just over 4 rebounds a game. On the front row, it's Josiah West, Andrew Cisse. West, a 6'4 senior from Elizabethtown, New Jersey, averaging 9 points and 6 rebounds. As for Cisse, he's a transfer from Missouri St. Louis, a 6'11, 230-pounder, a senior from San Diego, California, averaging just under 9 points. He leads the OVC in rebounding, taking down 11.3 caroms per contest. Morehead State's lineup. At the point will be Drew Thelwell, the 6'3 senior from Orlando, Florida, averaging 9.7 points, 3.1 rebounds, and an OVC best 6.5 assists per ball game. Jordan Latham, the second guard, 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging just about 16 points and 6.5 rebounds. And the third guard, Khalil Thomas, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds a game. On the front line, Riley Minix and Deontay Miles. Minix, the 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, averaging an OVC best 20.3 points per ball game. He's second in rebounding at 9.6 per contest. As for Miles, 7-foot graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 5.3 points, 5.4 rebounds. Preston Spradlin's ball club now 20-8 overall on the year, as we mentioned, leading the OVC with an 11-4 conference record. The Eagles on the road, 8-7 overall, 5-3 in conference. MSU has dropped three straight. That includes Tuesday's defeat at home to Southern Indiana, 80-73. By the way, Riley Minix, 15 double-doubles this season. He's had six straight games of double-doubles in which he's been averaging 25 points and 12 rebounds a game. The officials for this contest: Steve Honecke, Mike O'Neill, and Chance Wallison. It's Morehead State at Western Illinois. Coming back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. to the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
As we continue the pregame show, we'll go ahead right here and pause for 10 seconds and station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Series between Moorhead State and Western Illinois began in 1981. MSU leads it 4-3. The Eagles won at home over the Leathernecks back on January 27th, 64-50. Dean, it's pretty simple. Moorhead State, a half-game lead over three other teams, including Western, going into the final three games of the year. And basically, first place is on the line, and I think you need to win out.
Absolutely. If you win out, then you're fine. You don't have anything to worry about. If you don't, if you drop this one or one next weekend, then you've got to worry about it, and you got to have some help. And we talked about this back in January 27th when Western came to Moorhead State. And we talked about, well, what's this going to look like in late February when these two teams meet again? Because if you remember back then, Moorhead State and Western had kind of separated themselves from the rest of the pack. And what a difference a month makes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. For Moorhead State, the keys have always been revolving around two things, defense and rebounding. But during this three-game losing streak for MSU, we'll give you some numbers. Opponents have shot better than 46% from the field against Moorhead, 43% outside the arc. The big stat, though, rebounding. Moorhead State, just a few games ago, was leading the OVC in rebounding, number three in the country. But the rebounding margin, minus 7.3 for MSU during the losing streak.
Yeah, and like I said, that's what Moorhead hangs their hat on, defense and rebounding. And they haven't been boarding the ball real well. And let's talk about defense real quick. Last three ball games, all losses, 69 points given up to Little Rock, 88 to UT Martin, who they got hot late. And then Southern Indiana hung at 80 spot. Moorhead State gave up 50 points in the second half in that ball game Tuesday in Johnson Arena. So, yeah, it's concerning. I think that the Moorhead State staff, I would imagine that they have challenged their ball club to, number one, a little more effort on the defensive end, but also a lot more thinking on the defensive end. They've had a lot of mental errors on that end of the basketball floor.
Yeah, a lot of breakdowns. Guys going for shot fakes, people getting beat off the dribble.
Yeah.
Backdoor cuts and just not fighting through screens and things like that.
Yep.
And a lot of that is, I think, mental tiredness. But at the same time, as Preston Spradlin told me, he said, our guys are playing good offense. They can play hard at one end. They can play hard at both ends.
Yeah, exactly. I think Preston Spradlin maybe called out a few guys, said, look, you don't look real tired on that end when we have the basketball, so you can't be that tired on the other end. So we'll see how it goes. I think a big key here, Moorhead State's big's got to come up big. We haven't seen a lot of production out of Moorhead State's big men, Deontay Miles and Zach Iaiemi. And I think that could be a big key here tonight, too, because one of the best big men in the league, Drew Cisse, is defending his house tonight.
Moorhead State dressed in the blue traveling uniforms, home whites for Western Illinois. I'm sure you can tell on the radio. Purple numbers, purple letters, and some gold trim for Western Illinois. Moorhead State, the gold letters and numbers and gold and white trim. Western wins the tap. Bennett has it out front to West. West coming left of the lane in the Minix. Outside the block, trying to bang his way in there. Takes it to the key, turns, hooks it up. It'll rattle out, no good. Rebound tap, Miles to Lathan at the right block. Moorhead State now with its first trip down the floor right to left.
Pretty interesting. They just went right at Riley Minix with some size and tried to play a little bully ball on him.
Thelwell drives toward the right elbow, head of the key, Miles, looks to his left for Thomas. Thomas finally comes over high left and takes the ball back out front to his right and Thelwell. Thelwell moving in, right corner, Minix, 10 on the shot timer. He works on West. He'll try to bully his way in there to the baseline. 5 to shoot, puts up a shot, blocked away out of bounds.
Yeah, Drew Cisse came from the other block. He came all the way across the lane when he saw what was going on. He got a big paw on that shot by Riley Minix.
Cisse averages 2.5 blocks a game, and he leads the OVC in that category. So Moorhead State has it. Right baseline, Thomas. Baseline left, to Lathan off his hands, off his leg, and out of bounds at the near sideline with the shot clock running out. Morehead State turns it over.
Yeah, and that was an unforced error. Just got to catch the basketball before you can do anything with it.
Still scoreless. We played not quite a minute as Western enters the offensive end. West down the right arc. Minix gives him space. Backing to the block, West kicks it out top to Calicon. Comes right elbow toward the baseline to the right. And West, he'll take it left to the lane. Hook, spin out, no. Rebound Minix for Morehead State. Midcourt left sideline, Lathan. He'll cut right toward the top of the key. Right of the lane, has it knocked away from him. Tracks it down at the far sideline and resets it back out front to the logo. And Thomas now to the logo. Ball knocked away from Thelwell, who got it back. High right, Thomas. Jump feed, right corner, Lathan. He'll drive the right angle. He'll jump. Pass, high left, Thelwell with 10 on the shot clock. Thelwell working wide left. 6 to shoot, high right, Minix. 5 to shoot, 4 to shoot. Far side, Lathan. He'll jack the 3, bottom of the iron, no. Offensive rebound, Miles. He'll back in, kick it back out, high right. Open Minix for a triple. Bottom of the iron, no. Almost got his own rebound as he hustled after it, but Cisse took it off the hardwood. Western Illinois back to the offensive end.
Morehead State had their chances, just couldn't get ball to go down.
Out front, Cisse. Driving in the lane into Miles, bangs into him, goes down low, missed the short shot, angle right, kicks off the rebound or to Minix, and it goes out to Lathan out front for the offensive end. Lathan near side, Minix to his right a couple of steps and back down the sideline. Lathan, who fires it back out to reset, Thelwell, wide right, Minix. Out to Thelwell between the circles. Thelwell moving in. 11 to shoot. The runner off the glass and in from 7. And Morehead State leads 2-0.
Finally, the lid comes off on one end or the other. Drew Thelwell just found himself on a little curl, came in on the angle, and just nobody really came up to meet him. He just went up from about 10 feet and banked it home.
Drew's been in double figures the last three games in scoring. West outside the near block. Fires it back out toward the timeline. Saved there by Myers, their best three-point threat. He'll take it down the far wing, gives it to the cutting Cisse in the lane, spins all the way around, the one-hander off the iron about three times, and no good. Minix another board for Morehead State to Thomas, who races to the offensive end. Bounce behind him to the right hash, Thelwell, to Minix top of the key, and behind him comes Thelwell for it. Thelwell left of the key, holding, looking. Behind the back bounce feed, outside the near block to Minix. Minix plays it down, 14 to shoot. He'll fight to the block, can't find a shot, back out to the wing. And Lathan returns it to Riley. Riley fades and fires from 10 off the glass and in. Pretty shot.
Yeah, it was a pretty shot. And really, Morehead State got a little stagnant on the offensive end that time. Not a lot of ball movement, not a lot of movement from players off the ball. So Riley Minix says, okay, I'll just try a banker from about 17 feet.
4-zip Morehead State. Here comes Myers off the screen from west, high right. Bounce wide left to Cisse. Far arc coming up for it. Calicon and out to west, right to left. Around Myers for the triple. Missed it off the screen. Rebound Minix again. He's been clearing off a bunch of them early. Fires it down the floor to the right hash. Skips off to Thomas. Thomas on the drive. Goes to the lane with a left-hand scoop. No. Fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Western Illinois basketball.
Looked like Khalil Thomas as he came across the lane. Tried to do that little, I call it the Drew Thelwell scoop with one hand, and he went up with his left hand. It looked like it might have come off with his hand wrong. Like he lost control of it.
4-0, Morehead leads, defending. Minix has West, kicks out wide left to Cisse. Up the arc for it, behind him, Myers. Myers on Thelwell, spins around. He'll jump into about a 19-footer. Off the side of the rim, no. Miles taps the rebound to the near sideline where Thomas grabs it for Morehead State. Thomas, at the near sideline, returns to the offensive end with a left-hand dribble. Guarded by Calicon, between the circles to his right, Lathan. Jordan Lathan on the drive to the right block to the goal. High off the window, off the iron and in.
He went right into the chance to Drew Cisse, the man you mentioned leads the league in block shots. Nobody else is even close to him. He went right in, just jumped right into his chest, went up high off the window.
Calicon right angle, drives in, kicks out wide left to Cisse. Toward the far side, Bennett. Back out straight away, open west. He'll try the triple and nail it.
That's okay, and you saw Riley Minix. He was a good 6, 7, 8 feet off of him, slacking off, is because Josiah West only shoots about 17% from behind the arc. So I think Morehead State will take their chances.
That's only his 4th 3-pointer of the year. Morehead State in the offensive end. Thelwell slipped and fell at the left hash, but he had some help as he was fouled on the play.
No, he
turned it over, right. So Morehead State with its 2nd turnover. That takes us to immediate timeout. 14:53 left to play in the first half in Macomb. Morehead State 6, Western Illinois 3. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Illinois 6-3 with 14:53 to go in the first half. This note for you: Drew Thelwell only needs 24 more assists this season to set the single season Morehead State assist record, which is held right now by Nick Stojakovic, the record 204 that was set back in the 07-08 season. And Drew has had just an outstanding year in passing the basketball. His assist to turnover ratio about 3-1, Dean. Yeah. That's very good. 2-1 is acceptable. 3-1 is outstanding.
Yeah, 2-1 is what you kind of want to see. That's kind of like the benchmark. And if you get up 3 or even 4-1, it's like, you know, watch out.
Eddie Ricks has come in for Morehead State. The 6'7 freshman from Clarksville, also in there, is 6'9 graduate student from Houston, Zach Iyemi. And let's see if Western Illinois has made any changes. Checking out their lineup. And not right now at this point. 6-3. I think we've got a problem with the clock, possibly.
There's some kind of issue because they're sending the teams back to the benches, and two of the officials are heading over toward the official timer and the official scorer's location there at midcourt.
We talked about Morehead State. This is the final road game of the regular season. Next Thursday, MSU back at home to take on Southeast Missouri before wrapping up on Saturday against Lindenwood. No game this Saturday at all for Morehead State. A rare Saturday off.
Good.
Yeah, they need one.
This ball club needs it. It's been a... And we saw it when the schedule came out back in the fall. We saw this being a shot clock issue. On one end, it's turned off, and now they got that fixed. But we talked about this in late October, early November, that we were looking at this, you know, last week of the season, last 2 weeks of the season, and playing basically four games in 8 days. And that's a grind. And it's even a bigger grind in OVC. These teams don't fly. They're on bus rides. And these are long bus rides that Morehead State's had to do in the last week.
Western Illinois offensive end Myers works out top. High right, picks up his dribble on Thelwell. Back to his left to Cisse, head of the arc. Toward the left side, Bennett trying to get in on Thomas. Can't do so. Far side to Calicon for a triple. No rebound, slapped away out of bounds off the hands of West of Western Illinois. And this will be Morehead State basketball to go right to left 94 feet.
Interesting when Drew Cisse had the basketball up but beyond the top of the key. And Zach Iyemi was barely outside the restricted arc. So if Cisse wants to try to cut loose from up there, fine, go ahead. But it'll be interesting to see what kind of set adjustments that Western Illinois makes.
Lathan, right hash to Thomas. Free throw line back to the goal. Minix. Out to Thomas, skips near side, Lathan open for three, swish!
Jordan Lathan just checked into ballgame for Drew Thelwell and made his presence known real quick.
9-3, Morehead State. As we're inside 15 minutes to go in the first half, here's a pass to the right corner, Myers. Dribbles along the arc, he'll step out and fire a three, no, left it off the iron. Left block rebound, Minix, Morehead State is fifth. down the right sideline, offensive end to Rickson, out to Thomas at the logo, down the left wing to Latham, working on Myers. He'll take it on the angled drive and then back it out between the circles with the dribble. Has a screen from Eiemi. He'll work off of it to the right side. The runner from five. Got it. 7 points now for Jordan as he's starting to feel pretty good. He's got that brace on his right knee that was injured. Now I think he's getting more comfortable in wearing it.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I think that's the big thing. It's just he's got a little more comfort and a lot more confidence that he's not going to hurt himself anymore.
Here's a loose ball at the other end. Stolen by Minix, ahead to Lathan. Left of the lane, fakes once, twice, tries to roll it over to Ricks and then threw it out of bounds. I think he should have gone up and tried to draw the foul.
Well, but, you know. Big Drew Cisse runs the floor pretty well, and he recovered really quickly, and he was skying up there. And I don't know if J2 could have gotten over those outstretched arms, but, you know, if the alternative is throwing it into the Western Illinois bench, then okay, fine.
11-3, Morehead State on top, 13-03 left to play in the first half. James Dent, the second-leading scorer and the sixth man for Western Illinois in the ballgame. He averages 12 points a contest, 6'5 junior from Springfield, Illinois. JUCO transfer. Also in there is Tane Knox, a 6'9 sophomore. To the right of the lane, Myers tries the runner with the left hand. From about 8, missed it. Minix pulls down the board and got it to Lathan at the left sideline. Comes across the center stride. Works out front on Myers, now off the EIME screen. Straight away, Jordan for three, gets another one to go. His second triple of the ball game, and he's already got 10 points.
Yeah, J2's already feeling it tonight. Watch out. If he gets hot, he can bury you.
14-3, Morehead State. Western on the attack. High right, Knox. Coming back behind him, Myers. He'll drive on Thomas to the free throw line. Cut off there. Whips it off to the far side. With it, Bennett. He'll take it from the right corner into the lane, turns, 7-footer, no, rebound Ricks, who got it to Lathan.
Well, that's good defense from Morehead State. Bennett got it within point-blank range, but he was contested on it.
Lathan works down the left arc, gets by two defenders, jump feed out front, threw it to nobody, and it's stolen away by Bennett. He'll take it coast-to-coast, Euro step to the goal with a left-hand layup and a miss, and a floor rebound Ricks. Down the floor at the right sideline to Minix, back to the cutting Ricks, and I think we've got
a travel
against Eddie Ricks, and for Morehead State, that will be turnover number 5.
Yeah.
Thomas comes out for MSU for a break.
I'm telling you, Western Illinois just can't buy a bucket with a dollar bill right now. They are 1 of 12 from the floor.
And I'm not going to sell them one.
No, sir.
Backcourt, far hash, on the inbound. To Dent. Dent wide left to Knox. Knox down the right arc. Hands it there to Bennett coming out. Down the near side to Dent. Right block extended. Cisse on Miles. Pitches it back out. High left. Calicon for three. High off the back of the rim. No offensive rebound. All by himself for the stuff. Cisse, how did he get that wide open?
Well,
the goal?
There was some bumping between Cisse and Deontay Miles. And Deontay Miles went down in some pain. He's leaning against the goal stanchion over there. So something happened on the rebounding action. The officials have already sent the players to their benches, and they're going to the replay equipment and try to check this out.
First points for Cisse, at least at the moment, it looks like. It'd be 14-5. We've got a timeout on the floor. Again, Morehead State 14, Western Illinois 5, 11:42 left to go in the first half. I'm Chuck Meraz. He's Dean Harden. We'll be back on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get 2 crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
14-5, Moorhead State leads at Western Illinois with 11:42 left to go in the first half. Yes, they found nothing underneath the basket when Miles got hurt, and I think
Miles is still in there. He did not check out, so it kind of makes me feel like maybe he got a poke in the eye or just not a too bad of a blow to the head.
Thelwell down central works against the man-to-man of Western Illinois. Standing dribble now starts forward. Down the left wing and back out on the skip to Minix. Right hash, Ricks. Left to right, Lathan for the pass on Dent to the near side, Thelwell. Bounce left block extended, Minix. Riley wants to face up on his man, Cisse. Fakes once, twice, three times, puts it off the window and in.
It's a pretty good job by Riley Minix. He faked a couple of times and he got Cisse out of rhythm, and Cisse didn't even leave the floor to try to block it.
4 points for Riley Minix. Moorhead stayed up 16-5. Knocks at the right wing. Clears it back out to Cisse, driving left on Miles. Spin move now, his pocket picked by Lathan, racing the other way, coast to coast, all the way to the goal. Lays it up, fouled from behind by Knox. Missed the shot, but J2 will get a couple of free throws.
A really good job by J2 on the defensive end, because his man that he was guarding was going through on an interchange from the left side of the floor to the right side of the floor through the lane. And as Jordan was coming through, he was kind of reading the play and just kind of hung out right there for a minute. And then he was able to strip the ball and go the other way.
Line left for two, Moorhead State's Jordan Lathan. First one up is good. He's got 11 points. He's almost 75% from the line this season.
You remember the slow start he had to the season from the free throw line, but he's really turned it up a notch here, especially down the stretch in conference play.
By the way, that was the first foul of the ball game, that call against Tay Knox.
Yep. Lathan is 88% in Ohio Valley conference play from the line. That's getting it done.
First free throw made, second free throw missed off the heel of the iron. Rebound Western Illinois. Calicon at the right wing controls the dribble. Pitches it back out to Cisse to the right elbow, to his left to the left elbow. Got it to Dent, trying to penetrate on Thelwell. Can't do it. Near side Calicon, outside the right block to Knox on Ricks. Pass inside to Cisse. Pitch out far side. Open Myers for a triple, and when he's that open, you can put it on the board, and he did.
Yeah, it's pretty good ball movement, too, by Western Illinois. Deontay Miles is just about a half a step late in getting the pass that came across the lane, and then once that did, the defense broke down.
17-8, Moorhead State, 9:47 to go in the first half. Miles pitch back behind him, right to left along the arc. J2 comes to the left elbow, fires a jumper, missed it, Ricks a rebound, a fake, tries to go baseline left with the rebound and take it up and missed the shot. Rebound, Cisse for Western Illinois. To Calicon, driving in the lane. Oh, he walked with it. His shot blocked inside. Moorhead State, the numbers, coming 3-on-1. Thelwell to Ricks to the goal. Laid it up, missed it. Tap try by Thomas. No floor. Rebound right corner to Miles. High right to Thelwell, and MSU resets.
Whew. That was frantic.
Almost too frantic for a 3-on-1 break.
Yeah, well, 3-on-1 break, you need to convert more often than not.
Thelwell straight away, kicks it back out. Ricks for three. Yes, sir. Eddie Ricks, first points. 33% from outside the arc on the season. 20-11, Moorhead State. Miles drives toward the left corner. Three ball put up and in by Dent on the answer.
What's a good-looking shot by Dent deep in the corner down there.
He's 31.5% this season from outside the arc. MSU up 20-11. 8:49 to go in the half. Ricks out front, holds high. Wide left, Miles. Sagging off his defender, Knox. Left to right behind him. Thelwell, he slipped, got it back, pitches it out to the left side. Ricks, he'll set his feet, try another three, clangs it off the rim, no. Knocks inside, the rebound for Western Illinois to Calicon. Back to the trailing, Dent. He'll jump into a three-pointer. High off the back of the rim, no. Fight for the rebound, Cisse took it away. Straight away, Myers, another three ball. Wow. Bottom of the glass, no good. Cleans it up off the floor, talking about Cisse, and he dunks it on the follow.
And Preston Spradlin seen quite enough of that. Thank you very much. He gets a timeout as Moorhead State was starting to get abused on the glass.
8:38 to go in the half. Moorhead State's lead at 7 at 20-13. Well, they got the bad shot from Myers, but unfortunately, Cisse was not blocked off by anyone, had an easy rebound and putback.
Yeah, I mean, nobody put a body on him at all, and he just had a wide-open path to go get it. And Drew Cisse is a really good offensive rebounder. This is a good offensive rebounding team, Western Illinois. Their offensive rebounding percentages, per game, they average almost 14.5 offensive boards a game. That's incredible.
Cisse leads the OVC with 4.37 offensive rebounds per contest, in addition to leading in overall rebounds, too, as well. Morehead State up by 7, 20-13.
Yeah, a little over a third of Western Illinois' misses, they get a rebound on. So that's pretty good.
Thelwell checked in the backside by Calicon. He'll get around him toward the left hash and outside it. Dance to his right between the circles. Minix out for the bounce pass. Right hash, Lathan. Man-to-man, Western Illinois. Iaiemi is in there. Curling off the screen from Iaiemi is Lathan. He'll take it in the lane. The runner with the left hand from five. Yes, sir.
Got a foul underneath, too, I believe. It's going to go the other way. They're going to get Zach Iaiemi. The basket will count.
That's the first Morehead State foul. Lathan now with 13 points.
I like the move Lathan did. He was on the left-hand bounce, and he just kind of kept hedging and sizing up what the defensive man was going to do. And then when he went up, defensive man was caught flat-footed.
Morehead by 9. 8:06 to go in the half. Western in the offensive end. Bennett high right to West. West to the right of the lane. Tries to work in on EIM. He takes it to his left. Free throw line. Off to Calicon. Knocked off his foot, but picked off right of the key by West, who will pick it up and fire a 17-footer. Off the rim, off the glass, no. Board for Morehead State. Taken down by Thelwell.
Good defense of Morehead State. Had a couple players digging, and then Western Illinois has to settle for not a great shooter from about 18 feet.
Thelwell out front, works off the screen by Minix, takes it to his right off of Iemi's pick. He'll go to the right block, cut off inside. High left, Minix for three, in and out. Rebound tapped out, Iaiemi free throw line, Lathan from there, rims off no good. This board taken down by Cisse of Western Illinois. He'll do it himself, offensive end, down the near side West, back to Cisse outside the right block. He'll play it down to his left. Now he's double-teamed to his right, looking up and under he goes. Shot rejected by Iaiemi off a Western player, so it's Morehead State basketball to go the other way. Good defense that time. And we've got a break in the action. 7:29 left to play in the first half at Western Hall in Macomb, Illinois. It's Morehead State 22, Western Illinois 13. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Morehead State leads Western Illinois 22-13 with 7:29 left to go in the first half. Let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. MSU 9 of 19 from the field. That's over 47%, 3 of 7 from three-point range. At the line, 1 of 2. In terms of rebounding, MSU with 18, Western Illinois with 9. The Leathernecks from the field just 5 of 21. That's under 24%. 3 of 9 beyond the arc and at the line. They have yet to go there.
If you remember, Western Illinois started out the ballgame one of their first 12 from the floor. So it's been a slog for the Leathernecks on the offensive end.
Morehead State's defense, which has been struggling lately, has been pretty good thus far tonight.
They've looked much more focused and energetic on the defensive end of the floor.
MSU with the ball to go right to left, 94 feet. Thelwell across the timeline. Works high left. Back up top to Miles. They back off on him. They know he's not going to shoot it from there. Down the near side to Thelwell. 17 on the shot clock, and it goes out to Thomas. Thomas on the move to the right elbow and down the far sideline. He'll back out, fire a three, clang off the rim. No, long rebound, flies out. Ball knocked around, loose on the hardwood. Finally, Dent trying to pick it off near midcourt. Does so, just shy of the line, and got it back to Dent.
Hot potato.
West with it, and he got it to Dent. Now coming out for Bennett between the circles, wide left to Cisse. Cisse holds and gives straight away to West. Minix backs off on him. He'll bounce it down the right side. Off it goes to Bennett, who's double-teamed at the baseline. No shot, feeds it out. Near side, Myers for three with three on the shot clock. Missed it. Left block rebound high in the air. Miles took it away from about three other players.
Interesting. Quinlan Bennett has a little bit of a size advantage on Drew Thelwell, and he was trying to just play big boy basketball against him. Riley Minix comes and doubles to get the ball out of his hand.
Thelwell on the dribble, tried to get it to Miles inside, knocked off of his leg, and Cisse with a steal there, three on two. Left side, Myers. Myers to the baseline. Dump inside to Cisse. Ball off of Cisse, out of bounds. Turnover for the Leathernecks, and that's number four.
Not a whole lot going right now for Western Illinois when they get a turnover and a break, but they can't capitalize on the other end. But pretty good transition defense by a couple Moreheadians.
6 minutes to play in the half. Morehead by nine after the give back from Western. Out top, Miles at the top of the arc, right to left behind him. Thelwell for the basketball. Man-to-man, Western, head of the key to his left, and Thomas near side. Lathan off the screen for three. Air ball. West had it, knocked it out of bounds, tried to save it in. Was a Western player who could not quite do it. I didn't see who that was. Cisse. I think that was Cisse, yeah. And he couldn't quite get there, so Morehead State will retain the possession. Because it was an air ball, that means only 10 on the shot clock. They didn't reset.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Lathan came on a baseline cut and then curled back up toward the wing, and as he turned to catch and then shoot it, I mean, it wasn't even close.
Lathan, baseline left, near side, Thelwell. Boy, nearly slipped. He'll curl right, take it to the right corner. Minix, he'll shoot the triple. Got it.
Inside-outside action. Morehead State's so good at that at times. And Drew Thelwell is such a good distributor. He dribbled in, drew some defense, kick out in the corner, wide open three.
7 points, Minix. Morehead by 12, 25-13, 5.5 to play first half. Down the right wing, Dent. Stop and pop from 15, in and out, no. Floor rebound, west of the hole. He lays it up and in. No one blocked off.
Well, two players blocked off, and the ball hitting the floor right in front of them. Neither one reacted. They were on the other side of the lane. I think Miles and Lathan were over there boxing out very well, but didn't go attack the basketball.
West with five. Morehead State in the offensive end, up by 12. Now Miles, wide right to Ricks, cross court near side, Thelwell. He'll back it up down the left sideline to Lathan. He'll curl to his right, drive to the lane, fade and fire from 14. The jumper's good.
J2, haven't heard from him in a little bit, but he's on fire this half.
15 markers for J2. 25 to 13, make that 27 to 15. The scoreboard's wrong on the screen in front of us. Now, Thelwell knocked down, I think, by Myers, who pushed off to get open for a pass. And a foul on Myers, his first, the second on the Leathernecks. 27 to 15, Morehead State with 4:42 left to go. The graphics on this broadcast leave a whole lot to be desired.
Yeah, well,
let's just say they stink. Let's be honest about it. Ricks will inbound, backcourt near side for MSU. Thelwell back there with him. Drew again playing a lot of minutes. He averages almost 34 minutes a game. Thelwell walks it to the timeline and across. He'll be met there by Bennett. He'll head toward the right hash. Back out front to Miles, left to right along the arc. Ricks for it. Ricks looking, holding. Near side, Lathan. 16 to shoot. Crossover dribble. He'll fire a three. Back of the iron, no. Rebound tap long. Wide right, Thelwell. Straight away, Minix. Another three. This one's nothing but net. And yep. 10 points now for Minix.
Second chance points for Morehead State have become up huge here in this first half.
30 to 15, Morehead State with 4:15 to play until halftime. And Western Illinois head coach Chad Boudreau has seen enough. He's called a timeout. And did they take this into a full, or is it a 30, Dean?
It's a 30 because it's not quite below four. It's a 4-12. Well, no, the players are sitting down. They took it full.
Okay, so we'll step aside. Again, your score, Morehead State 30, Western Illinois 15, 4:15 to go in the first half in Macomb. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
We'd like to invite you to come and see us and save during Hinton Mills' 41st Annual Seed Day Sale going on this week at all six Hinton Mills locations. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, DA oil and hydraulic fluid, as well as Antler Builder Essentials mineral. Save money now through Saturday on the items you need around the farm this spring during the big sale, Hinton Mills' Annual Seed Day Sale. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
.412 to go until halftime. Moorhead State with a 15-point lead over Western Illinois at 30-15. Morehead State shooting 48% from the field. Western 25%. MSU 5 of 12 outside the arc. Leathernecks are 3 of 10. Morehead 1 of 2 at the line. Western has yet to shoot a free throw. Rebounding to Morehead State handily 21-11. Turnovers right now 6-5 MSU. And those are the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. And WIU has the basketball to come the other way, full court, left to right.
I tell you, that big stat is the 21-11 edge on the glass. Morehead State's come to play on that part of the game.
Cisse right of the key toward the elbow, and Knox behind him. Knox brings it back out front toward the left hash and Myers. He'll swing right, come to the free throw line, near side to Bennett. He'll move into an 18-footer, bangs it off the rim, no. Rebound, tap, free throw line, taken off by Fellwell for Morehead. Another rebound. There was a tangle up inside the lane, and MSU wanted a foul call there.
Big men were going down like bowling pins right on the left-hand lane line.
Fellwell just inside the line, spinning down the right sideline to Ricks. Ricks back out to Miles to the cutting. Minix to the goal. Wraparound layup with the right hand. It's in.
Well, Tay Knox tried to knock that pass free. He gambled, and when he didn't come away with it, there was nobody between Riley Minix and the basket.
12 for Riley. And now we've got an offensive foul called against Western Illinois. Oh, no, they're going to call this a foul on Drew Thelwell. Okay, how about that?
That's what I thought.
First on Drew Thelwell, second on MSU, who leads 32-15 with 3:21 to go in the first half. Calicon at the left hash will inbound with 26 to shoot.
Preston Spradlin is looking at Steve Honecke, and I think he's trying to make sure. Sure about that?
Calicon inbounds. Back across the line, Myers, who comes back to his left. He'll drive in on Miles, puts up the short shot, off the glass and in on the big man.
Well, that's tough right there, doing the right. And like you said, he's giving away a lot of inches to Deontay Miles, but jumped up right into his chest, made him just enough room to get over their outstretched hands.
Almost a foot, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Thelwell the other way, his team up 32-17. Straight away, Miles left to right behind him. Ricks for the basketball on Calicon. Western man-to-man down the left side. Thomas. He'll move in, back out, fire a three, air ball, and Ricks tries to save it in, threw it off a Western player, and he did so successfully as the ball ricochets out of bounds at the Western Illinois bench along the far sideline.
He tried to throw it off Calicon, and Calicon dodged it, and Quinlan Bennett was about 15 foot away from it and hit him right on the toe and right into the Western Illinois bench.
Nine to shoot. Morehead State will have it. At the far sideline, should be right at the Western bench. Now they're going to give it to him at the hash.
Yeah, that's about where it went out.
And it will be Jordan Lathan as the Morehead State inbounder into Thelwell, who shoves off and gets open, takes it left of the key, backs out. He'll fire a three ball. Side of the rim, no. Floor rebound left of the lane. Myers for Western Illinois. Here come the Leathernecks. Myers down the right wing. Gets to the elbow. Cuts left. Free throw line. Jumper off the iron twice and good.
There's a nice soft touch. Yeah. Got to climb over that front of the iron.
He's easily their best outside shooter. He's got 7 points. 34-19, Morehead State. 2:16 to play in the half is coming across Thelwell. He'll drive left of the lane straight away to Minix on Cisse. He'll play it down. Moves it on Cisse, backs out, fadeaway 18-footer, yes, sir.
Well, Riley Minnick starting to see his production right now this evening go right back up. He's got 14 points, but seems like it's been pretty quiet.
34-19, Morehead State. Myers off the screen, straight away, a long three off the iron, no. Right baseline rebound, Thelwell, who wants to push it. Drew across the line, waits for the cavalry to catch up. He'll work high right, finds himself open, shoots the three, no. Rebound, right elbow, Miles. Wow. Miles walked with a basketball as he tried to get a pass to Latham.
Yeah, he got himself up in the air. He was trying to get rid of the basketball, and he'd been just as fine. Just hold on, gather yourself, and just wait. But he got a little impatient.
Under 2 minutes to go in the first half, and Morehead State with a 34-19 lead over Western Illinois. And the Leathernecks with the ball. Bennett at the left sideline clears the timeline toward the far hash. Comes right off the pick by Cisse. Gives it to Dent coming out. Dent bobbles it. Picks it up off the hardwood on Thelwell. Morehead man-to-man. Bounce left to the lane. Cisse on Miles. Takes it to the lane. Fakes once, twice, and he walked with it.
No, they're going to...
Oh, they're going to call a foul on Miles. Yeah. Ooh, boy, I'm not sure I like that call.
That was a tough one. I mean, because Cisse was kind of hooking him, too, and this has been big boy basketball. Not as much as we saw Tuesday night at Johnson Arena, but still, it's been rugged under there.
Third foul on Morehead, first on Miles. Cisse after the inbound at the left wing. 19 to shoot. Gives it there to Dent, who has it knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. And it will be Leatherneck basketball. Left hash inbound for Calicon. Shot clock at 17. Inbound to the backcourt to Dent. Dent comes across on Thelwell, driving left of the lane. Falls down, lost the ball, and he traveled with it. Just lost his balance. And is that floor wet or what? Because a lot of players have been slipping tonight.
I've noticed Drew Thelwell slipped a bunch, and I think that time the ball handler just got turned around and just got his feet crossed up. I didn't see a slip there, but Drew Thelwell slipped at least twice, maybe three times.
Turnover number six on the Leathernecks. 1:15 to play in the half. Thelwell across the line. Morehead State up 34-19. Bounce left wing, Minix. Minix one-on-one with West. Turns right, comes off the screen from Miles. Tries to get a pass from Miles. Tipped by Cisse, stolen by Western Illinois. Calicon, coast-to-coast, all the way to the goal with a thing rolling, a miss and a foul on Morehead State. He'll get a couple of free throws.
Well, J.J. Calicon got the basketball, and he just went downhill in a hurry in a beeline, and he just ran right at Jordan Latham, who was about a step inside the restricted arc, and Latham really couldn't do much but give him a foul.
They're going to give that foul to Thomas.
Okay, they got him before he had the contact with Latham.
Right, yep. First on Thomas, fourth on Morehead State. First free throw for Calicon is up and in. He's 68% from the line. He just fired in his first point of the ball game. Calicon, as we talked about, a native of Louisville, went to Wagner High School, then on to Triton College, which is a junior college up in the Chicago area, before coming to WIU. Second free throw up and in for Calicon. 37-21, Morehead State. Check that, 34-21. Inside a minute to play. Thelwell down the left arc. Nearly slipped there. Turns right, comes out front. Thomas, right elbow, Minix. Minix back to the goal, faces up, looks. He'll move in, lost it, got it back. Thomas wide left from 23. Downtown three is good.
Khalil Thomas had missed his first two from long range, but that one was deep and just drilled it.
37-20, Morehead State. 31 seconds to go in the half. Cisse wide left to the corner and Meyer. Meyer swings to his right, goes free throw line, high right to West, sets his feet, shoots the three and drains it.
That's all right. I mean, just Josiah West hits about 17% from back there, and every once in a while he's going to hit one, but Morehead State likes their odds.
10 seconds to go, MSU up by 13, end of the first half. Minix, left wing, angle drive, got to the baseline, 4 seconds to go in the lane.
Yeah, that's going to be a foul.
Miles, and as he puts up a shot, there was a foul before that. against Minix, who was trying to whip off that pass to Deontay.
Minix took Josiah West down to the baseline, and West has put two hands on him as Minix is starting to try to make a move to the bucket and just put two hands on him and gave him a shove.
Third foul on Western, first on West, baseline left. Morehead State will inbound. Check that clock, 4.4 seconds to go in the half. Morehead State needs someone to inbound. It will be Jordan Latham who comes over to do the honors. Myers in his face. Eagles will have to work quickly. Latham, left corner. Thomas, catch and shoot. Three, off the iron. No, Minix trying to get to the rebound. Can't do it. It goes out of bounds at the left baseline with 1.3 seconds to go. Western Illinois will have one last gasp at the basket. Calicon will be the inbounder. Morehead State will not put anyone up in front of him as he puts the ball into play. Again, 1.3 seconds to go. Now, Eddie Rick's coming over, but he still will not be guarding the inbounder.
Now, Morehead State can put a little token press.
Here's West from half court firing the long shot. Left of the iron, air ball, out of bounds it goes. The first half is history, and Morehead State goes to the locker room with the lead. Your score at the break at Western Hall in Macomb, Illinois, in this OVC battle. Morehead State 37, Western Illinois 24. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. Halftime report coming up here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back. We're at halftime. Morehead State at Western Illinois with a 13-point halftime lead at 37-24. We talked about Morehead State's usual keys in every game involved defense and rebounding. That's what they hang their hats on, and that's been what they've gotten done here in the first half, Dean. And
absolutely.
Good reason why they're up by double digits.
Absolutely. We haven't seen this kind of energy on a defensive end probably in, I want to say, five or six games. A couple of games Morehead State had won prior to this three-game skid. They were kind of playing with fire. We had talked about it a couple of times, but the intensity on the defensive end is much, much better, and this looks like the Morehead State team we're used to seeing as they're cleaning up on the glass.
Let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. 37-24, MSU leads. Western Illinois led in the first half by Josiah West. He's got 8 points. From there, it's Ryan Myers with 8. 4 points coming from Drew Cisse. 3 points for James Dent. 2 points for J.J. Calicon. Western from the field, 9 of 30, 30% from outside the arc, 4 of 13. At the free throw line, 2 of 2. Morehead State winning the rebounding battle, 26 to 13. Cisse has 7 of the boards, for the Leathernecks. They also have in this ball game a total of 6 turnovers. Checking the Morehead State side of the ledger, 2 players already in double figures. Jordan Lathan on fire in the first half, 15 points. Also in fuego, Riley Minix, 14 markers. 3 points apiece for Khalil Thomas and Eddie Ricks, 2 for Drew Thelwell. Deontay Miles and Zach Iaemi went scoreless. Morehead State from the field, 15 of 32, nearly 47%. 6 of 17 outside the arc, 1 of 2 at the line. That was Jordan Lathan. Morehead State, in terms of rebounding again, winning in that category, 26 to 13. And let's see here. Points in the paint to Morehead State, 12 to 8, by the way. The Eagles in that first half did have 8 turnovers. Your score at the half at Western Illinois, Morehead State with the lead, 37 to 24. I'm Chuck Meraz with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh lean store ground beef from Chuck is specially priced at just $4.49 a pound. Honeycrisp apples, only $1.49 a pound. Jumbo sweet onions are just $1.29 a pound. And 2 large 59-ounce cartons of Our Family orange juice, they're only $7. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Asia Handley, Mental Health Program Coordinator with Counseling Health Services at MSU. Asia, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me, Sam.
So MSU has started open group counseling sessions. Can you first just tell us how MSU identified a need for this type of service?
Yes, so as far as group counseling, we wanted to create a space for students to come and talk about their concerns, whether it be mental health, transitioning into college, and just any type of social concerns that they do have. We know that this is, you know, an opportunity for them to better themselves, and we want to, you know, create a space for them as far as just, you know, providing the resources that they need.
So these counseling sessions, they take place in ADEC. Can you set the room for us? What's this going to look like?
Yes, so it's going to be in the third floor. We are going to try to set it up maybe like a circle. We are going to facilitate this, but we want the students to have a say on how they want to set the mood. But initially, we're going to have it kind of in a circle setting. Of course, we're going to have snacks for them.
Nice.
But
always
again,
good.
Yes, got to have a snack. But again, just want to create that space for them.
And what kind of topics do you foresee? You say you're going to facilitate conversation. What kind of topics do you foresee covering?
Yes. So we are hoping, of course, mental health, any type of like anxiety, depression that a student may be experiencing, trauma. You know, sometimes we don't want to talk about trauma So we're going to try to make, you know, that space comfortable for students to talk about, you know, mental health, trauma, any, you know, anything that they may be experiencing right now.
And group counseling sessions can be beneficial. Finding somebody who you can relate to is also really helpful. But I imagine that sometimes these students will need one-on-one services, right?
Yes, that is correct. So the group, again, you know, support group, we're going to make it comfortable for the group. But if any student does identify that they need more services or individual services, we will have staff on board to get them connected to our office.
And these sessions are going on through the end of the spring semester. Any plans to continue them in the fall, if successful?
Yes. So we are hoping just to hear from the students to see if this is something that they want to continue. And then, yes, we will continue this on into the fall.
And as I understand it, students can join the group at any time.
Yes, that is correct.
And open to all MSU students?
All MSU students.
So are there differences between what, say, an undergraduate and a graduate student might bring to these discussions?
I would say not necessarily, mm-hmm. just because of, you know, undergrad, you know, sometimes the age may be different, but I think, you know, we can also connect on experiences because we're, you know, some graduate students are on campus, so they can definitely connect with undergraduate students. And then also, you know, again, we all can connect on some of the topics that we may discuss. So like mental health concerns, you know, test anxiety,
yeah.
You know, just to get comfortable with being on campus.
And what times are this group meeting?
Yeah, so it's going to be Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 2 o'clock p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m.
Asia, again, thank you so much for being here today.
Yes, thank you for having me, Sam.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Asia Handley, Mental Health Program Coordinator with Counseling Health Services at MSU. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Morehead State Public Radio.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back. Morehead State leads in Western Illinois as we set up shop for the second half. 37-24, the score. Elsewhere around the OVC, I know you're wondering, because Morehead State came into tonight with a half-game lead over Western Illinois, Little Rock and UT Martin, with MSU in first place. And as we look, Little Rock has already won its game tonight, winning at Southeast Missouri 83-61. As for UT Martin, they're on their way to a win at Lindenwood with 10 minutes to play in that ball game. And it's the Skyhawks 74, Lindenwood 57. Elsewhere, early in the second half, Eastern Illinois at Tennessee State tied with the Tigers at 42-all. And SIU Edwardsville at Tennessee Tech leads in that ballgame 39-32. Again here in Macomb, Morehead State leading over Western Illinois 37-24. Earlier tonight, the MSU women, a double overtime victory over WIU 87-85. We'll come back with your second half on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru at the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
Well, Morehead State with a 13-point lead going into the second half. Dean, your thoughts on what Morehead State needs to do to maintain this lead and come away with the win?
Well, maintain the effort on the defensive end and on the glass. I mean, that's number one and 1A. I like that Morehead State didn't settle so much that we saw Tuesday night against Southern Indiana. Didn't settle for the long threes. They had good ball movement. They went inside quite a bit. And I think Morehead State's a lot more effective on the offensive end when they have that good inside-outside action and 1-2 punch. And we saw a lot of that in the first half, and I was happy to see that.
Morehead State expected to start out with its opening five. The second half, Miles, Minix, Thomas, Layton, and Thelwell. It's Myers, Bennett, West, Calicon, and Cisse, the starting five for Western Illinois. Morehead State will have the ball to open the second stanza. Jordan Latham, midcourt near side, will be the inbounder.
Be interested to see what Western Illinois might come up with defensively to try to throw, you know, some kind of curveball at Morehead State.
Thelwell down central across the timeline to the right arc and back out to Miles. Right to left behind him, Thomas. High right, Thelwell, bounce right block extended, Minix. On West, he'll pound his way to the lane to his right. Fake once, twice, five-footer, yes, sir.
Good job. They just gave it to Riley Minix on the right block and then just kind of cleared out and gave him room to operate and did a really nice job.
16 for Riley. That's a game high. 39-24, Morehead State, or rather 39-27. Myers steps out for a three-pointer. Off the rim and good. Oh. Now it's 39-27. We're having problems with the graphics from Western Illinois. That's why.
Their score bug is not working right.
No.
They're trying to get it figured out.
Myers now with 10 points. Morehead State some backcourt pressure as they inbound as Lathan comes across the line, banging with Calicon at midcourt. Calicon, too much body, picks up his first foul of the contest. That's the first of the second half on either team.
And Calicon couldn't just help it. He had to reach in and right about the midcourt stripe, and he got just enough of Jordan Lathan's arm to get the foul.
27 to shoot. Thelwell high right, open, but doesn't take the shot. Back out he goes to Miles West to track it down left to the logo on the bounce. Back to Thelwell at the right wing. Drew on the drive to the lane. Faking, spinning, looking.
Oh.
And lost the handle on it. Loose on the hardwood. They tangle up. And a tie-up. Jump ball, and it'll favor Western Illinois on the possession.
Well, Thelwell went down. He was on a switch. He ended up with Drew Cisse guarding him, and Cisse was giving him all kinds of room. And Drew made a little drive down to the left-hand side of the lane, and he didn't feel like he could go up against Drew Cisse, the best shot blocker in the league, at 6'11".
I didn't think Miles did a very good job of making himself available for a pass.
Well, actually, what happened, Miles came down and knocked into Drew Thelwell, and that caused the turnover.
Here's Bennett with a 15-footer high left. It's good. And that's his first markers. 39-29, Morehead State by 10. Thelwell across the timeline, leave it left hash. Thomas bounce out front. Minix around the right to Lathan. Against the man-to-man, Miles sets a screen. Thelwell, or rather, Lathan curls off of it to the near side to Thomas. Fires a three, misses it. Minix an offensive rebound. Back out it goes Thelwell. Far side, Lathan for three. Rims off, no. Rebound tapped high in the air. Right back to Minix. A bounce, turns left, fakes, lays it up and in.
Ooh, that's really good board work for Morehead State as a team, and they just did a really good job. Made the extra pass twice, couldn't get it to go down, and then good work on the boards paid off with Riley Minix being able to finish.
41-29. Morehead State, Calicon, high right to Cisse, drives into Miles, takes it to the hole, scoops, scores off the glass, it's in, count it, he's fouled, he'll get a free throw, but he is only 39% from the line this year. 6 points for Drew Cisse now in the game.
Well, Cisse just caught the ball way outside the three-point line, just right of the key, and just kind of drove down, and it wasn't a thing of beauty, but he got the contact and got a chance.
Second foul on Miles, first of the half on MSU. Line left, Drew Cisse again, 39% as he tries for the old-fashioned three-point play, and he nails that free throw. It looked really good for a guy who shoots 39% from the stripe.
That did not look like a 39% free throw, and here we go with a little bit of token pressure. We'll see. It's like a 1-1-2-2.
41-32, Morehead State, Thelwell just inside the line at the logo. Surveys the defense on Bennett, takes it to the left wing. Backs out, wide right, Minix, who pops out for it. Near side, Thomas back up the sideline to Lathan. He'll drive to the right block to the baseline. Fade and fire from 16, rims off, no. Baseline left, Minix got the rebound. Battles between two leathernecks, took a bump, and the ball knocked out of bounds to Morehead State. That easily could have been a foul call, too.
Yeah, and Preston Spradlin was looking at the outside official on that far side of the floor and saying, you know, there's some contact there on a ball handler.
Morehead State with 20 on the shot clock will inbound baseline left. This will be Riley Minix to play it in with West in his face.
There's evidently some kind of issue with the clock as one of the officials are over there. Now they got it squared away. 19 on the shot clock now, not 3.
In the Thelwell toward the top of the key. Bounce right blocks Minix, one-on-one with West. Turns to his left, back to his right, double team, puts up the shot. Over Cisse, it'll roll and go.
Wasn't sure if Riley Minix was going to be able to get it off, but he just kept working. He's very strong with his upper body. He just made his own room.
Morehead by 11, 20 for Minix. Here's Myers, high left. He'll try to answer with a triple, and he does so as he was wide open from the wing.
Myers, he can heat up, and he can be dangerous. Morehead State's going to have to watch out for him.
13 points for Myers, right at his average. 43-35 MSU. Minix out front, plays it down. Backs it out wide left to Lathan. Line drive three, spins off, no. Offensive rebound, Minix. Put back off the glass and in.
Really good job by Riley Minix that time as he had to go right up against Josiah West. And West is a big bulky guy too, but he's giving away some height. Riley Minix used that to his advantage.
Morehead by 10. Myers on the move in. Lost it. West had it. Ball knocked away out of bounds. Did they whistle a foul on Morehead State?
Yeah, they got a foul on Drew Thelwell. It's his second.
That's his second. By the way, Minix now has 10 rebounds to go along with his 20 points. Now has 16 double-doubles this season. In seven straight games, he's had double-doubles, and we have a timeout on the floor. 16-16 to go in the ball game at Western Illinois. Morehead State leads 45-35. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Moorhead State by 10, 45-35 at Western Illinois. Riley Minix already with a double-double, 22 points, 10 rebounds. Jordan Lathan with 15 markers. Myers leads Western Illinois by 13. That's going inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Tell Western's changed its defensive philosophy, and the other philosophy is get the ball to Myers.
Yeah, Moorhead State's seeing a healthy dose of Ryan Myers coming right at him. Interesting, Western Illinois is 5 of the last 6 from the floor, so they've heated up too quite a bit. They were really cold in the first half. A great play by Khalil Thomas, almost got the steal on the inbound.
But it was knocked out of bounds, and Moorhead State will see Western Illinois inbound from the right baseline. This will be Myers to play it in. Thomas right there in his face. Moorhead matches man-to-man. Floats a pass in. Right block extended. Cisse. Back to Myers up the sideline. I think we've got a reach-in foul against MSU. 13 foul on the Eagles.
It was on Khalil Thomas. He was trying to blow up the handoff. Ryan Myers inbounded it to Cisse on a big lob, and he was going to try to run by and get the handoff, and Khalil tried to blow it up and got called for the hold.
His second personal, bounce left block. West has it on Minix, tries to fight his way in there. Double team, wide left. Calican open from three-point land, bags it.
Western Illinois has two pretty good shooters from outside. Calican's one. West and Ryan Myers is excellent from out there, and Calican looked pretty good there.
Calican, 5 points in the game, his first triple of the night. Right hash controlling Lathan, turns left off the screen from Miles toward the left elbow, plays it down, backs up, dancing, now picks it up, hands it at the far wing, Minix. Minix, between the legs dribble, left to the lane on Cisse. 7 to shoot, back out to Lathan, returns it back to Riley, left to the lane. 3 to shoot, they try to fight up a shot from the baseline, missed it, bottom of the iron, they're going to call a foul on Cisse as he knocked down Minix. 2 free throws coming up for Riley Minix on the first foul of the night on Drew Cisse, and the second on Western.
And Drew Cisse is beside himself. He cannot believe there was a foul called there, but I thought it was a pretty good call, and we could see the replay there. He took his left hand, it was real subtle, and just pushed right against the hip of Minix and sent him sprawling backwards.
He is sent the best free throw shooter in the OVC to the line. Minix over 86%. First one up and in. Minix now with 23. Moorhead State's lead back to 9. 15:31 showing on the game clock. As Riley Minix stands line right for his second freebie. Eyes it, shoots it, nails it. He's got 24, and MSU retreats on defense and sort inside the half-court line, is coming across left at the logo, Dent. Bounce back behind him, West. West at the left wing, handoff up the arc. Calicon, high right to Cisse, far side Myers. He'll curl to the free throw line, the one-hander from there, in and out, no. Rebound slapped all the way to midcourt and out of bounds, and they'll give it to MSU.
Well, I don't know what Ryan Myers has to do, because he had a really nice little curl right into the lane just inside the elbow, and it did everything but go do and touch the twine before it came rattling out.
Inbound Thomas to Lathan with Calicon all over him. They body up as they come across the line down the left wing. Lathan circles out and goes to Minix between the circles and to the right side to Thomas. And now a foul away from the ball against Western Illinois.
Josiah West was trying to blow up a screen. Deontay Miles came up really high, up just out past the top of the top of the key. And Riley Minix was trying to go right to left across the screen, and West tried to blow it up, and he got called for the foul.
Third foul on WIU, second on West. Moorhead State, a new 20 on the shot timer, as Knox will come in for the Leathernecks. Right hash inbound Thomas between the circles. Minix left to right behind him, or rather right to left. That's Lathan. Lathan at the near wing, back out straight away. Miles a bounce back behind him, left to right. Ricks, who's just come in. Far side to Thomas, trying to weave through the traffic to the near side. Open Ricks for 3. Clang off the rim, no. Baseline left, rebound. Miles, far side, Minix. Wide open for a triple, in and out. And inside the lane, Cisse pulls down the board for Western Illinois.
Two pretty good looks, just wouldn't go down.
The other way, Calicon. Bounce right, block extended to Knox on Minix. Pounds his way to his left. Takes it, hooks it, misses it twice off the rim. Minix, another board for MSU. He'll do it himself, right sideline, offensive end. Works in on West. Left-hand dribble, turns left off the screen. Takes it left to the lane. Kicks it out high left to Thomas. Khalil, back to Minix. Riley, wide open, another three ball. This time it goes.
Oh, that's a really pretty action, as that time Khalil Thomas just drugged the ball down. He drew the double team and then flip it back up higher on the wing. And Riley Minix, there was nobody within 10 feet of him.
Riley with 27, Moorhead leads by 12. Straight away, Myers, a three, free throw line rebound after the miss. Cisse clears it back out, right hash to Dent. Dent turns left, got around the screen. Goes to the right block. Cisse cuts, scoops, misses. Whistle foul, Moorhead State.
Cisse, just little pick and roll. He set the high pick and just rolled and got the ball back, and he got fouled on his way to the cup.
Third on Miles, and for Moorhead State, number four, media timeout. 13:47 to go in the ball game. In Macomb, Moorhead State leads over Western Illinois 50-38. I'm Chuck Meraz with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Well, Moorhead State in control of this ball game at this point with 13:48 to play. MSU by 12, 50-38 over Western Illinois on the road. Moorhead State 46.5% from the field. Leathernecks 36.8, MSU 7 of 23 outside the arc, 7 of 17 for the home team. At the free throw line, not many shot in this ball game, just 7 between the two teams. Moorhead State 3 of 4, Western Illinois 3 of 3, rebounding 33-15. Moorhead State against the best rebounding team in the OVC in Western.
Big stat there on the rebound, you know, on the rebounding stat is Western only 5 offensive rebounds. They come in averaging a little over 14 offensive boards a game, and so they're well beyond their pace. And not only the offensive rebounding, but then that also limits their second chance opportunities.
Cisse is line left. He'll be shooting 2 after being fouled in the act by Deontay Miles, who's left the game. Zach Iyemi has checked in for him.
It was Miles' third, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cisse, free throw up and in. He's 2 of 2 at the line. We talked about it, 39% coming into this contest.
Those two look good.
Yeah, and he's got now 8 points, just about his average. And the second one squats down, right-hand push.
Now that one
missed that one.
Good.
That was ugly. Rebound Minix, and he's fouled immediately by a frustrated Cisse, who picks up his second personal. And for WIU, number 4.
That's shocking. I mean, Cisse misses the free throw. Riley Minix has it all alone, and Cisse comes up and bear hugs him for a foul, 85 feet from the bucket. I don't understand it.
In the NFL, that's a 15-yard penalty. Fell well the other way, right at the logo to the offensive end. Bangs into Bennett as he goes high left. Play has gotten physical here in the second half. Layton has it back behind him. Thelwell driving right of the lane to the right block to the baseline. He'll curl left. Bounce back to the block, and Minix double team straight away. Thelwell, far side, open Ricks. Eddie for three. Side of the rim, no.
West, good ball movement.
Bennett has it down the floor. Has a man open West, but he's cut off there by Thelwell. He'll take it left to the lane. Trying to back to the block on Drew. Coming over to help EIME. Wide left on the kick out. Dent will shoot the three. Clangs it off the rim, no. Fight for the rebound. Cisse battles for it. Baseline right has it. Throws it back out to Bennett. He'll move into a 19-foot jumper. Bottom of the iron, no. Floor rebound in the lane. Lathan for Morehead State.
Ooh, Morehead State, pretty much, I thought they dodged a bullet there. Give Drew Cisse a ton of credit. He didn't quit on that offensive board.
Lathan on the drive, right of the lane from 10. Knocked down, hit the jumper, and he'll get a free throw after being fouled.
J2 Jordan just went right up into the face of Drew Cisse, and he's giving up about 6 inches, but nice, really nice job. And actually, he went up over Tay Knox, and Cisse was coming over from a help position to try to block the shot, and he's going to get the foul.
His third, fifth on Western Illinois, and first 2 points of the second half for Lathan. He now has 17 in the game after a very big first half. The only Morehead State player besides Minix to shoot free throws. He's one of two at the line, and he'll complete the three-point play as he bags this free throw. 18 points for J2. Dent the other way. Comes right at the logo to the offensive end. Switch to the left hand with the dribble. Lathan guarding him. Knox trying to set a pick. Dent works high right. Lathan guards him. Far side to West. Sets his feet. Shoots the three. Rims off, no. Flying in for the rebound. At the left block is Ricks to Lathan to Thelwell.
Good box out by the whole team from Morehead State. Really fundamentally strong.
Thelwell at the left hash. Leave it to Ricks coming up the sideline and back out between the circles and Minix. Bounce wide left to EIME. Right to left behind him, Lathan. Lathan on the drive to the left baseline. The runner off the glass, off the rim, no. Offensive rebound. EIME tries to go back up. He's hooked and fouled. He'll get two free throws. Good offensive board by Zach.
It sure was. He was going up there against Josiah West, and West is giving up about 3 or 4 inches, and West is a pretty well-put-together young man, but he's not the mountain that Zach Iyemi is, and Big Zach did a really good job there keeping that ball alive for Morehead State.
Foul number six on Western Illinois, Iyemi. First free throw is up and in. Zach came in at only 47% from the line, his first point
Ball game. I've noticed with Zach at the free throw line, whenever he gets it to come off of his hand properly, it looks really, really good. It seems like maybe his hands are so big, it's a problem for him. But on that one, you can see he got a good wrist snap and a good rotation on the basketball.
Zach averages about 2.5 points a game. His second free throw looks pretty good, and the result is good. He's got his first two. Morehead State extends its lead to 55-39 with 12-10 to play.
Largest lead for Morehead State.
16 markers. Dent off the screen from Cisse up top, driving to the right of the lane. Kick out far side to Calicon. He'll come left top of the arc to the left hash and Myers. Left block Cisse, high right to Dent. 11 on the timer. He'll come to the lane, left angle drive. Spins, fires, misses from about 14. Battle for the rebound. Cisse tied up by EIME, who had his back to the goal, and Zach will pick up his second personal.
Yeah.
And Morehead State will now have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Really good, pretty defense that time by Eddie Ricks III, though. He is the driver, came in just off the elbow, and he just stayed right with him. I think it was Dent that came in, and he just stayed with him and did a really good job defensively.
Miles comes in for Zach. 18 to shoot. Western Illinois controls. Calicon got open on the drive but couldn't finish. Missed the layup. Floor rebound in the lane to Ricks. Got it to Thelwell. No one picked up the driver, and he got to the goal but could not get the ball to go down the drain.
That's a tough break for WIU. All of a sudden, points have been hard to come by.
Wide left, Thomas open, catch and shoot, three, bottom of the iron, no. Minix taps the rebound out between the circles to Thomas, over to the right hash and Thelwell, bounce down the right wing to Ricks and back out to Drew. Morehead State resets, 14 on the shot clock. Right wing Thelwell comes off the double screen up top to his left, trying to angle into the elbow, backs up, six to shoot. Bounce right block to Miles, he'll work to the lane to his left, hook and score! Deontay's first 2 points.
Deontay Miles, he's got some athleticism. He can fool you sometimes. He doesn't look real good all the time with the ball in his hand. That time, it was money.
Myers to the driving Cisse, threw his hands, ball knocked away out of bounds. Diving for it, Thelwell touched it last, the ball out of the WIU bench. And we have a timeout on the floor. Western will have the ball when we return. Your score with 10:49 left to play. Morehead State leads at Western Illinois 57-39. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Morehead State 57, Western Illinois 39. Ball game at Western Hall in Macomb, Illinois. 10:49 remains in the contest. Let's go inside the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State shooting about 46% from the field to about 33% for Western. 7 of 25, MSU from three-point land. Western 7 of 19 at the line. MSU 6 of 7. As for the Leathernecks, they are 4 of 5, rebounding to Moorhead. Get this, 39-18. And when you talk about turnovers, Moorhead State with 9-6 for the Necks.
That rebound statistic is huge. And that's more in line with what we're used to seeing from a Moorhead State team.
Leathernecks inbounding with 19 to shoot. It comes into Cisse. Back behind him, left to right between the circles. Myers driving left to the lane. The runner from the angle from 10. Off the rim, no. Tap on the rebound. Right baseline. Minix took it away from Calicon. Got it to Thelwell. Thelwell comes across the line off the Minix pick on Calicon. Thelwell to his left. Works straight away. High left now. Keeping his dribble. Now turns right. Comes to the lane. Baseline. There's Miles for the one-hand slam.
And that's what we've been waiting to see from Deontay Miles. Come in there with authority. Don't try to just kiss it off the glass. It's just a little pick and roll. And when he dived to the bucket, Drew Thelwell played that so very well.
Drew's fourth assist, and it's 59-39. MSU now at the other end of steal for Miles. Pass inside. He knocked it away and tracked it down in the corner. Thelwell the other way to Minix, high right. Looked for the shot and then threw it back out between the circles to Drew Thelwell. Thelwell on Calicon. Trying to work in. Turns left. Takes it left of the key. Far side. Ricks. He'll fake. Come baseline. He'll try to get to the hole. Foul as he goes up. No, no foul. Blocked by Cisse. Down the floor. Myers. Myers on Thomas. Comes baseline left. Kicks it out to the far side. Open in the corner. That's dead for a triple. Spins out of the cylinder. No good.
That would have been a big basket for Western Illinois after getting a big block from Cisse. And then if they go to the other end to score, they might have something going. But it's going to be an uphill battle now for the Necks.
Left elbow, Miles for it. High right to Ricks. Ricks on Dent. Western man-to-man. Bounce right block extended. Minix. Minix on Cisse. Faces up. Plays it down with his left hand. Bounce behind him to Ricks at the baseline. He can't find a shot. Now he'll try to back turn to his left. Fade from the lane. Fire a 13-footer. Back of the rim and in.
Really nice job by Eddie Ricks the third. He saw where he had a size mismatch. He had about 3 inches a night. He just went ahead and got him one.
5 for Eddie, 61-39 MSU, 8:52 to go in the half. In the ball game, Braden Lamar with the basket. He'll take it to the lane, take it with a left hand from 7, missed it, spins off the iron to Thomas from Moorhead State. Lamar, a 6'5 redshirt sophomore from Las Vegas, just came in. Haven't seen him all night.
Yeah, it's almost like Chad Boudreau is trying to find something.
High left, Thelwell, popping out front, Minix. Right wing, Ricks. A bounce. Got it to the cutting Thomas, and now we have an illegal screen, I think, set by Drew Thelwell.
Yeah, that's his fourth.
Third. And number six on MSU. The guy who fouls the least in the nation now with three fouls.
Yeah. What was that crazy stat? It was
like one foul every 52 or 53 minutes?
Yeah. I didn't realize somebody ever actually kept track of that, but it's crazy.
It is. 61-39 MSU. 8.5 to play. West out front. Coming up the arc. Bennett for it. High left to Cisse. Near side to Myers. Turns right and a reach-in foul. This has got to be on Thomas and for Khalil, his third. And the seventh on MSU. That means Western's in the bonus situation with 8:17 showing on the game clock. And they will send Myers line left for 1+1. Myers, a very good free throw shooter at 76.1%.
Yeah, he's a good shooter. He's a good scorer.
Probably the last guy you want to see with the ball in his hands for the Leathernecks, because he can score from about anywhere. He can put it on the floor. He can shoot it from long range.
Yeah.
Good at the line.
Yeah,
just a good overall player.
Yeah, he's versatile on the offensive end. He can do a little bit of everything.
But he missed the free throw and Latham the rebound. But we have a stoppage in play. Was there a lane violation? I think there was.
I'm not sure.
Well, they're sending Myers back to the line. Lefty
had
will
to be.
Try
still
again.
One bonus.
Yep. Puts it up, and this time off the iron, off the glass, and rimming in. And you don't give a guy like that an extra chance.
No.
Myers with another one.
That's just about like a turnover on the other end.
Flips it up and through. He's got 15 markers in the ballgame. Moorhead by 20 with 8:17 to go. Inbound, Ricks to Thomas, and ahead to his left to Layton, who comes across the line, left of the emblem. Outside the far hash, he'll stand and dribble there.
1-3-1 zone. First time we've seen this all night from Western.
Thomas right side, Ricks straight away. Thomas free throw line, Minix far side, Latham catch and shoot three. Got it.
That's the way you defeat a 1-3-1 zone, is you good, quick, crisp ball movement. Get that zone going left to right, and then sometimes you can either go against the grain or a long diagonal like that one, find a man open.
21 points for Jordan. 64-41, Moorhead State. Now Dent, a drive baseline right, and he scores with the left hand, and he was fouled. He'll get a free throw, and he's got 5 points. And let's see who's nailed for the foul. It's Jordan Latham, only his first, and the eighth on MSU.
Dent got the ball pretty high out, pretty far out on the wing, and Latham came out to meet him, and then the little stomp-and-go move, and J2 was a half a step behind the whole way.
And we've got a timeout on the floor, 7:46 to play in the ball game. Moorhead State leads at Western Illinois 64-43. I'm Chuck Meraz with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
The Hinton Mills team started our annual Seed Days event over 40 years ago to help farmers get ready for spring. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, oil and hydraulic fluid, and other farm essentials. Our goal is simple, to get the products our customers need into their hands at the best price available. But Seed Days is also about visiting with others from the farm community to share ideas and stories. Come for the sale, stay for the memories. Hinton Mills Seed Days, going on February the 19th through the 24th.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead include 2 packs of Eckridge Franks or Bologna are specially priced for just $4. Fresh asparagus is only $2.49 a pound. And Stouffer's large size entrees or bowlfuls are only $4. Great values while spending less at Allen's IGA. Visit Allen's website for money saving coupons.
Well, Moorhead State with a 21-point lead with 7:46 to go at Western Illinois, 64-43. Dean Moorhead is in good shape, but it's not over yet, and you just got to keep pouring it on.
Yeah, it's not over yet, and I really like the effort that we've seen, especially we talked about it a couple times on the defensive end. And like I said, just pour it on. Keep going. Don't let up. This is a, well, we talked about it. If Moorhead State has any chance of a regular season title, they have to basically win out and then get some help. And but they've done some good things tonight that we haven't seen now in five or six ball games, and I really like the defensive effort and I like the effort on the glass.
Depp, a 74% free throw shooter, is lying left trying to finish off the 3-point play. Missed the free throw, in and out, it rattles to Moorhead State's Khalil Thomas.
There's another one. It was a long way down and comes rattling back out.
Latham across the line at the left hash, leaves it to Ricks coming back to his right now at front. Minix high left to Eiemi. At the arc, Latham comes forward, takes it to the lane with a one-hander, and it will roll and go from five out.
Jordan Latham again just kind of meanders into the lane and just sizes up the defense, and then he chooses when to go up, and the defense can't catch up to him.
Stop and go move at the baseline. For Dent, he'll come baseline left. Shot put up and blocked by Ricks. Out top, picked off by Bennett to the left, and Dent left block west. Uses his elbow to hammer in on EIM. He puts up the two-hander, and it's in off the iron twice, and they're going to call a foul on EIM for reaching over the top. And I'll tell you what, that was a lot of elbow right there by the shooter. Twice, Dent put that shoulder down and drilled Zach Eiemi.
Yeah, I mean, he put the shoulder right into his sternum three times and knocked him, displaced him about a yard total. And then Zach Eiemi was trying to wall up there, and they just got the foul on Big Zach because his arms weren't quite exactly vertical.
West now with 10 points and a free throw to come, and that should have been an offensive foul.
Yeah, I'm
not. Free throw and a miss and a rebound, Ricks. There is some justice there.
I'm not. I wasn't pleased with that sequence and the whistle that Moorhead State got there. I thought, if anything, it just should have been a no call.
That was the ninth Moorhead foul. Out front, Minix controls from Ricks. High left, out forward, Miles. Miles faces up on his man, plays it down one time, far side to Latham. Circles to his right up top, far side, Minix for three. Swish! And Riley with 30 now. And MSU up 69-45. Dent on the drive. Right corner. Gives it to Shea Davis, who just came in. Davis works the dribble out front to his left. Right side to Dent. Dent on Ricks. Fires a three over him. Rolls off the rim. No. Left block rebound. And Minix and Moorhead State.
Well, what a big bucket by Riley Minix. It looked like Western Illinois was going to try to get a little bit of momentum going. Riley Minix said, no, sir.
Thomas. At the right hash, back out to the line and the logo, and Latham. 6 minutes to play, Moorhead State 69, Western Illinois 45. Latham on the move, high left, keeps his dribble. Now moves into a three, line drive and a miss. Flow rebound out top between the circles, west coast to coast. He comes with a finger roll, missed it, tapped up by Bennett, air ball. Ricks took down the rebound, and he's fouled. And that will be the seventh on Western and Moorhead State in the bonus. I think this is going to go on against West.
Yeah, I believe it was West.
Nope. Check that.
Nope.
Is it Tay Knox? No, it's West.
Yeah.
West with his fourth.
Yeah, and how many times have we seen Western Illinois just point blank layups and just won't go down?
They're starting to pile up the fouls. The second half has been much more physical than the first.
Yeah, I mean, the referees let them play in the first half, and they behaved themselves for the most part. The players did. And this half, they've turned up the contact at notch, and referees have had to gotten involved.
Ricks misses the front end of a 1-1 rebound, Western Illinois. Dent controls up the near wing. Crossover dribble on Minix. Got to the lane. Kick out. Back to Knox on the trailer. Missed on a short air ball from 5 feet out. Somehow Dent got it. Left block. Puts it up. Blocked by Minix. Toward the far corner, Bennett collects it. High right to Davis. He throws up a three and misses it. Knocks a rebound. Wraparound layup drive. This will hit the glass, roll, and go.
Wow. Fourth time's a charm, I guess, Western Illinois. And there was some battles going on, man on man, on that glass.
69-47, MSU with 5:05 to play. Latham backing at the left hash into his defender. Turns right off the screen from Minix. Got to the free throw line, and he was fouled as he made the turn.
Shea Davis was trying to blow up the screen that was being set just outside the elbow by Deontay Miles, and he's going to get called for the hold.
Shea Davis with his first, eighth on Western Illinois. Line right, 1+1. MSU's Jordan Latham, who's had a very good night. 24 points, including three triples. He's 3 of 4 at the stripe, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Lathan looks up, right-hand push on the free throw, got it.
It's good to see Jordan back in the lineup and playing so very well.
Yeah, he has played very well tonight. A little tentative at times in his debut on Tuesday after being out four games with a knee sprain, and his second free throw is good.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think he was trying to kind of sort himself out and feel out what that knee was going to do, but he seems very confident tonight.
Dent left-angle drive into Miles to the corner. He whips it off to K.J. Lee, who came in. Right side West, straight away Knox. Knox wants Dent at the left wing. Finally got away from Thomas. Back to Knox in the lane. The one-hander in and out, no. Miles with a two-hand rebound. Wraps both arms around it to protect it. Gives it to Minix, who got it to Thelwell.
Pretty good rotation that time defensively from Morehead State on the help side and made that shot by Knox a lot harder.
71-47 MSU, 4:25 to go. Eagles in the offensive end, 15 to shoot. High left, Lathan with a triple. No. Minix taps up the rebound. I think we've got a foul over the back against MSU.
I believe it's going to go on Deontay Miles. Looked like he had a hand in the small of the back against a player that was trying to block him out.
That's his fourth. Morehead State's 10th. And that means Western Illinois into the double bonus, and they'll shoot two line left in the form of Josiah West, who has 10 points in the contest.
Josiah West, a couple of games back, had two straight ball games. He had 19 points last Thursday at Tennessee Tech, and then the game before that Saturday, the Saturday before, he had 19 against UT Martin there in Western Hall.
Jackson Hamilton comes in for the first time tonight for Western Illinois, a 6'7 redshirt junior from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Second free throw by West, nothing but net.
Ball got loose. Now one of the officials going over, and they may be checking it. I don't know. He's going over the table to look at something.
4:19 to go. Morehead leads 71-49. Western with some backcourt pressure as Thelwell will be checked by Shea Davis. Drew back for the bounce inbound. From Riley Minix comes up on Davis from three-quarter court across the logo down central. Comes high left. Works it to Miles. Head of the arc. Left to right behind him. Lathan for the handoff. 15 on the timer. Jordan down the right arc. 11 to shoot. Backs up to the hash. Coming forward off the angle. Got to the lane. Left to the lane. The one-hander off the glass. No. Rebound. Miles put back. Ooh. Left hand. Got it.
Well, Deontay Miles, and could have easily been a foul called on Jackson Hamilton, and just checked in and didn't get it, but Deontay Miles has looked really, really good this evening.
He's got 6 points all in the second half. 73-49 MSU. On the move, free throw line. Jumper put up and missed by K.J. Lee, and I think we've got a foul as Minix was knocked down on the rebound try.
Jackson Hamilton just hooked Riley Minix, and when he brought his arm around, he just knocked him to the ground.
The law firm of Jackson Hamilton, have you been injured in an accident?
If you have thrown somebody to the basketball floor.
And he's hurt, needs two free throws, we'll send you Riley Minix. We've got a timeout on the hardwood. 3:35 to play in the ball game at Western Illinois Morehead State with a 73-49 lead. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead.
They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Well, Moorhead State cruising right now, 3:35 to go in Macomb, and MSU up 73-49 over Western Illinois. As we go inside the numbers, Moorhead State shooting better than 48% from the field, 9 of 29 outside the arc, that's 31%, 8 of 10 at the line. They have outboarded Western Illinois, which came in as the top rebounding team in the OVC. It's 49-27 MSU on the glass. And they've held Western to 29.8% shooting. Minix is line right after the ninth Western foul. 1+1. That free throw rattles out. Rebound cleared away. Western Illinois with it. D'Amico Anderson. First time we've seen him. Right wing to Lamar. Back to Shea Davis coming out. Leaves it for Jackson Hamilton. Up the arc for it, Lee. Lee comes free throw line. High right to Hamilton. Open. He'll drive into Minix. Try to back to the block. They double him, kick out far side. Davis, with eight to shoot, fires in a three.
It wasn't bad defense by Drew Thelwell either. He was right there, hand in his face, and Davis just went up over him.
73-52 MSU, 2:59 to play. Thelwell across the line, spins around at the logo, comes toward the left wing and back out to Zach Iaimi, popping at the top of the key. Right sideline, Morton, who just came in for the first time, out to Marshall to the left, and Thelwell, left elbow, Minix. Marshall has it, high right. He'll turn left, come top of the arc, far side, Thelwell, jacking a long three, back of the rim, no, fight for the rebound. Zach Iaimi tips it down the left sideline, but it's pulled away by Anderson for Western. From the left side, he'll fire up a three, no, free throw line rebound, Lamar, who's knocked down, and a foul against MSU.
I'm not sure if they got Thelwell or Lathan, or Morton.
They got Morton.
Yeah.
And for Jerome, who just came in his first personal, with Western in the double bonus, that means two shots line left for Braden Lamar, who is at the line this year, 4 of 15, make him 4 of 16 as he misses the first try. That was 27% for you math majors out there. Now it's less than that. Lamar, a 6'5 redshirt sophomore from Las Vegas, with the second free throw, puts it up off the iron, off the glass, off the rim, and that will go down the drain. 2:28 to play. MSU up by 20. Inbounding. Eddie Ricks. Baseline left to go 94. Drops it to Thelwell. Thelwell up on Davis. He'll take his time. Cruises across the line left of the emblem. Spins to his right. Comes to the right elbow. Turns to his left to the free throw line. Lost the handle. Picked away by Dent. Down the floor to the open Hamilton. Underneath, he'll try the reverse layup and miss it. Got his own rebound. Missed that. Tried again. Puts it home, but he was fouled before that last try.
That's got to be at least 8 or 9, maybe even 10 just layups that Western Illinois hasn't been able to get go down.
Fouls on Morton. Again, his second. Hamilton, two free throws. First one up, but a miss. He'll shoot a second. He's yet to score. Just came in. He's a transfer from Wisconsin Parkside.
Where is that? You know?
Parkside.
Second free. Thanks.
Second free throw missed.
Kreskin.
Ricks the rebound for Moorhead State. Fell well the other way. No, the answer is no. I don't exactly know where it is. I just know it's in Wisconsin. It's Parkside. That's about it. Wet spot on the floor. The official stop play to get one of the MSU managers out there to wipe it up. And they'll give MSU the ball with 1:58 to go outside the left hash and 20 on the timer. Inbound.
Brady Dinkus is in the ballgame.
Yep, Brady's in there. Marshall has it at the left side. Dribble there. Free throw line. Iaimi. Right block. Ricks. Ricks will work on Hamilton. Takes it to his left. Turns. Fades. Fires from 7. No. Iaimi with the offensive rebound. And a foul on the play? And did they call it on Big Zach?
Yeah, they called it on
Zach. Pretty good position on Anderson, but apparently not.
I thought he did, too. I think they called it. He said he must have tried to – he must have hooked him a little bit. And yeah, you can see the official telling Zach what he saw, and, you know, he just caught him with a hook.
Fourth foul on Zach Iaimi. Morehead State long ago placing WIU in the double bonus. At the line is Darren Berhirere. Easy for you to say, not me.
Me either.
And he'll hit a free throw. And Morehead State leads 73-55. They have played everybody, actually hit two free throws. Morton drives right wing, back out to Iaimi. Behind him, high left, Dingus. 1:30 to play. Morton, baseline right, the drive to the hole. Layup, missed it. Got there, couldn't finish. Iaimi, offensive rebound, put back, good.
Good to see Big Zach get paid off, because he's played pretty well tonight. He doesn't score a whole lot. He's a little limited offensively, but he's really played well defensively and on the glass.
Anderson trying to spin to the lane. Fades and fires from the free throw line on the turnaround in Kansas. That's a nice looking shot.
Sure was.
75-57. By the way, Iaimi with 4 points tonight. Inside a minute to play. Morehead State about to salt away a victory here. Dingus controls at the right wing offensive end for the Eagles. Back out to Iaimi. Left hash coming up the sideline. Morton for it. Far side, Marshall. Catch and shoot. Three for George, and he bags it. His first points just came in.
Good shot by George. Went on a baseline cut all the way over to the far side, then curled up to the low on the wing and raised up and just nailed it. Good looking shot.
From the far side, Shea Davis launches a three and misses. Morton aboard for Morehead State with 30 seconds to go. Jerome across the line. He'll wheel around to the far hash and dribble. 22 seconds to go, about 2 seconds less on the shot clock. He'll probably take the violation. As he just works the dribble, Morehead State about to win this one. 15 seconds to go. 10 seconds to play. Two less on the shot clock. Morton standing and dribbling at the far hash in the offensive end. Nobody defending him. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and shot clock violation, Morehead State. And Western Illinois will get one last possession before this ball game ends. Inbound to Davis, right wing. He'll move in with time running out, fires up a three, and it doesn't go, and the ball game is over. And Morehead State ends the three-game losing streak in strong fashion tonight in Macomb at Western Hall with a 78-57 victory over Western Illinois. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden. Coming back with our post-game report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings.
to the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Well, a much-needed victory for Morehead State in more ways than one. The Eagles ending a three-game skid with a strong 78-57 victory over Western Illinois. MSU maintains a share of first place in the OVC with that victory. Western Illinois will fall one game back. Little Rock and UT Martin won earlier tonight, and they're tied with MSU atop the standings. But overall tonight, you have to be pleased with this very good performance by the Blue and Gold, Dean Harden.
Absolutely, and it's just what the doctor ordered for this ball club. After the game Tuesday in Johnson Arena, when Southern Indiana came in here and shocked Morehead State, it was somber in the building. And, you know, then Morehead State has to get up early the next morning and drive 8 hours to Macomb, and it's we talked about before the game, not sure what to quite expect out of this game and out of this ball club tonight. And they came up and played Morehead State basketball. They rebounded. They defended very, very well. Took a ball club in Western Illinois, came in averaging a little over 69 points per ball game, and they give them 57. That's just excellent. And it was good defense. They did a really good job. Pounded the glass. That's what we're used to seeing Morehead State teams do. And we talked about it as soon as we went to the break and after the game. Got to give a shout-out. Neither one of them going to be the players of the game, but got to give a shout-out to the Moreheads' bigs, Deontay Miles and Zach Iaiemi. They combine for 10 points, 8 boards. That's what Morehead State needs out of the 5-spot.
Yes.
And we haven't seen that in, honestly, quite a while.
No, and I think that coming into this game, in Miles' case, the starting five man for MSU, he'd scored only 2 points in the last three games.
Yes.
And in the last game against Southern Indiana, you talk about the combined effort in this game from the two big guys. In the last game against Southern Indiana, they did not score a point between them, had only one field goal try, and combined for only 3 rebounds. That just doesn't get it done. But tonight, they rebounded nicely with a very good effort.
They sure did. And so, you know, I wanted to make sure we gave a shout-out to them because they've had some tough sledding here the last, you know, quite honestly, 6, 7, 8 outings. The foul bug has bitten both of them. They've been plagued by foul trouble. And we talked about the short rotations and all that. But, and that's contributed some of it. But I thought Deontay Miles and Western Illinois, when they came to Johnson Arena, I thought Deontay Miles played very, very well that night. He just got hurt. That's when he hurt his shoulder.
Yes,
and
right.
He only got to play 15 minutes. But I thought he was playing pretty well that night until that point. But very happy for them. And what can you say about Riley Minix, Mr. Double-Double?
Yeah, absolutely. That is his.
And also the OVC Player of the Year.
Yeah, he will be, no doubt. 16th double-double of the season, 74th for his collegiate career. And also, by the way, 7 games in a row with a double-double. We talked about it before the contest. In the 6 games prior to tonight, he'd been averaging 25-12.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty darn amazing.
Yeah, that's getting it done. And, you know, we talked a little bit during the game, during one of the breaks, is, you know, where's this kid been? He's been an NAI ball, and he could play in any Division I program and get minutes.
Oh, absolutely.
And luckily, Morehead State got him here because he's just been tremendous for this ball club.
And Jordan Lathan clutch with 25 tonight, and he looked like the Jordan Lathan before the knee injury.
Yes.
And he was putting the ball on the floor very confidently, shooting his 3 confidently, playing defense very well. Jordan Lathan looked like Jordan Lathan again against USI, quite frankly, on Tuesday night. A little bit tentative coming back from that sprained knee, ligament. And did not drive to the basket at all in that game. Did shoot 3s well, had 13 points. Did not defend as well as we normally see him. But tonight, I think after that game on Tuesday night, he started to develop some confidence that he could move on that knee successfully, and he played a good ball game.
And Jordan played very, very well, especially early. If you remember, Riley Mannix got, I'm not going to say off, got off to a slow start, but he wasn't lighting it up. At the beginning, Jordan Lathan was the guy that was really putting the ball in the hole for Morehead State. So good to see J2 back out there playing so very well like we knew he can. And when Morehead State puts this kind of effort together, both ends of the floor, pounding the glass, and everybody engaged, and the other thing, too, is not only effort. I thought Morehead State played, especially on the defensive end, so much more intelligently than we've seen them. Oh, and let's say five ball games.
Morehead State with the win improves to 21-8 overall, most importantly to 12-4 in the OVC. For Western Illinois, their record drops to 17-11. They are 10-5 in conference action. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Again, Morehead State wins in Macomb over Western Illinois, 78-57. We'll come back and look at all the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank, as we continue the post-game report on the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Well, it was a doubleheader sweep for Morehead State's women's and men's basketball teams. The women won the earlier contest at Western Illinois in double overtime, 87-85, an exciting contest. The men finished the night off with a 78-57 triumph over Western. Let's go ahead and look at all the numbers from the men's contest as we go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Let's start with the Western Illinois statistics. They had two players in double figures. Their leading scorer on the season, Ryan Myers, led the way for the Leathernecks with 15 points. Josiah West had 12. From there, a lot of different people scored. Drew Cisse with 8. Calicon with 5. Also 5 for Dent. Then, let's see, 2 points apiece for Bennett, Anderson, Mirhare, and Knox. A single point for Lamar, 3 points for Davis. The Leathernecks went 19 of 62 from the field. Morehead State's defense holding them to under 31% overall shooting. They were just 8 of 26 from three-point land. That's also under 31% at the line, under 65% at 11 of 17. Morehead State handily out-rebounding the Knicks, 53-30. And in terms of turnovers, Western Illinois had 7 of those to go along with 2 block shots and 5 steals. Switching over to the Morehead State ledger, Riley Minix, his third 30 or more point ball game of the season. He had 30 even tonight, 12 of 15 shooting. He was just not missing whatsoever, hardly. 4 of 7 from three-point land, 2 of 3 at the line. A team-high 15 rebounds for Riley Minix. Again, his 16th double-double of the campaign. which leads the OVC. Jordan Lathan was Jordan Lathan, 25 points tonight to go along with 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. Nobody else in double figures for Morehead State. Deontay Miles, a solid night with 6 points, 4 points for Zach Eiemi, 5 points for Eddie Ricks, 3 points each for George Marshall and Khalil Thomas, 2 points for Drew Thelwell. Jerome Morton and Brady Dingus got in late but did not score. Morehead State shooting almost 48% from the field. And from three-point land, 10 of 31, just over 32%. And from the line, 8 of 11, that's almost 73%. Again, winning that rebounding battle, 53-30. Trying to see how many offensive rebounds Morehead State had. 18 of those. Not bad. That's actually really good. MSU had 3 steals in the ball game, 11 assists in the contest. Thelwell led the way with 4 of those. MSU with a couple of blocks, 1 apiece from Miles and Eiemi. And in this contest, MSU turned the ball over 12 times. Again, the final score from McComb. Morehead State wins 78-57. Coming back with the final segment of our post-game report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Again, Morehead State a winner tonight, 78-57 at Western Illinois. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden, MSU now 21-8, 12-4 in the OVC, sharing first place at the moment with Little Rock and UTM. MSU will have the weekend off for a change before returning home on Thursday night for action against Southeast Missouri, then wrapping up the regular season at Johnson Arena next Saturday, a week from this Saturday, against Lindenwood. Time now to name our Morehead State star of the game. Riley Minix does it again, the 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida. An outstanding night, 30 points on 12 of 15 from the field, 15 big rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and just 1 turnover in this ball game. Riley Minix, our MSU star of the game. Let's go ahead and take a look at the other scores from around the OVC. As we talked about, Little Rock and UT Martin tied with Morehead State atop the conference standings. Little Rock rolled to an easy win at Southeast Missouri, 83-61. UT Martin and St. Louis blew out Lindenwood, 106-82. Also from the OVC, Tennessee State ekes out a 78-73 home victory over Eastern Illinois. And SIU Edwardsville, with 30 seconds to go in the contest, leads by 1 at Tennessee Tech, 76-75. Our next broadcast of Morehead State basketball next Thursday night from Johnson Arena. Southeast Missouri comes to town. Women's game will start at 5. Tom Lewis starting the pregame show at 4:45. The men will play at 7:30. I'll be along about 7:15 to open up that broadcast. Thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer for his work, Mr. Ian Corbin, and to my broadcast partner tonight, Dean Harden. I'm Chuck Mraz, reminding you the final score from Macomb, Illinois, and Western Hall. Morehead State 78, Western Illinois 57. I'm Chuck Mraz. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Moorhead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.